Time now on the Medusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Tom, you're about a third of the way through the season. Let's take a look at some stats here through the first 16 games. Your overall team plus minus is minus 63, but yet your goal differential is only minus 3. Where do those numbers need to be come tournament time?
Well, I mean, you're exactly right, Schultz. If you're looting, it's our 5-on-5 offense. Probably needs to be a little better. We need to give up a few more goals. We haven't been in this predicament for probably 4 years. I mean, you know, take a look at, you know, last year, the year before, and the year before that. You take a look at our save percentage, take a look at our goals against average, and, you know, we're giving up more goals right now, and we're not giving up power play goals. And so, you know, we got to obviously, again, we got to get it done 5-on-5. We just got to give up less goals.
You're playing a bunch of freshmen forwards. I haven't looked over the years, but I would assume that once you assume that the plus-minus would get better as the season goes on and those freshmen get better at playing defensively in college?
Yeah, but I don't think that's a factor whatsoever, Schultz, since we have freshman forwards. I'm not sitting there. I don't think, you know, you can't sit there and put a finger on, God, why? What, you know, why are we minus whatever, 63, whatever you said, from the goal differential, or excuse me, from a plus-minus, because our goal differential isn't that bad. But you know what? The bottom line is just we're giving up goals that we probably haven't given up in the past. We're still defending well. I look at it this way. Offensively, we're doing about the same as we've always done. We haven't changed much, Schultze, but we're giving up more. That's what's happening. We have one more goal than last year. Our power play's been good the last couple of years. We're scoring about the same amount of goals. We'd like to score a little more, but again, we're giving up more goals, so we just got to give up less goals. And we're playing well defensively. We're doing the things necessary. So I think if you're doing the things necessary, that's all you can ask out of your guys, and then hopefully the tide's going to turn.
You've scored 14 power play goals. You've given up just 5 penalty kill goals. Which number is more impressive to you?
Probably the penalty kill. Probably the penalty kill, Schultz. I mean, that's 5 goals already in 16 games are pretty darn good.
You've got 7 players with more than 2 goals and 6 that haven't scored at all. Do you need more balance in your scoring?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I think we all want more secondary scoring, Schultz. I think any coach you talk to wants more secondary scoring. But, again, it's weird. Like, I think we're just right now, we want to just make sure we keep more pucks out of the net. I think that's probably our main concern right now. Because you know, if we can get to 3, we feel we should win. But you got to get to 3, but you got to make sure again that they only get to 2.
Dan Billett and Dylan Eichstedt each have 24 block shots so far this season. Danny Billett knows who he's playing with every single night. To me, the play of Dylan Eichstedt's been impressive because he's got a different guy back there with him every single night.
Well, and Dylan is tough as nails. Dylan will eat a puck. He'll eat a puck anytime. You take a look at him, he's always going down high low. He's not afraid to take one right in the breadbasket. And that's your definition of toughness.
Mike Bitzer's save percentage certainly lower than it was last year, but he set the bar kind of high last year, didn't he?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, he's in a little bit of a funk right now, and he's just got to get out of his funk. And he's not happy with it, so, you know, he's got to let him. Again, he's just got to fight through it.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return, the Medusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Medusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, part 2 with Coach Tom Ceratori. On to Anchorage. The Anchorage Aces minor league team folded. The Seawolves are the only team now in a very hockey-rich city in state. Is that good for them long-term?
You hope so. I mean, when there's less competition, that's only good, you know what, for them. And if you're a hockey fan, you don't have to make a decision. You don't have to make a choice anymore. So, no, I think it's great for the Seawolves.
I have one of the better goalies in the league. How has Olivier Mantha played so far this year?
He's a difference maker. I mean, he's like Bits. They got a difference maker. That kid's a great athlete. He played with my son, played junior hockey with my son in Penticton, British Columbia, and he's just a heck of an athlete. He's just a heck of an athlete, and he's kind of a big save guy.
What do they do best?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that they defend well, and they got a good power play too, and they got a good power play. So, you know, the bottom line is it's hard to get 3 on Mantha.
3 straight overtime games for you. How badly do you need a low-stress game tonight?
Well, he probably won't, though. That's just we never have low-stress games. And I look at some of these other sports, and sometimes the game's over at halftime. That doesn't happen in our sport, but I also think that's what makes our sport special.
Finals week is never an easy one. Finals wrapped up yesterday for everyone. How the guys handled all the added stuff that's on their plate this time of year?
Well, they just have to do it. I mean, that's just all part of their job description, Schultze, and they got to deal with it. Just like Anchorage, same thing. They had finals too, so they deal with it. And you know, you just go, you tend to business, and then when you have practice, you That's your job. And when practice is over, school's your job again. So I think these guys handle it well. They understand the big picture.
It's got to be tough finals week on the road. You guys have done it in the past. How much better is it at home?
Well, we haven't really done it on the road, I don't think. Well, we might have last year, but it was a split series. But, no, it's hard. It would be hard. I mean, that's why, you know, they left on Wednesday night. They took the red eye just because their kids had finals. And that's, you know, it is. Yeah, I guess if I answer your question properly, they'd rather be at home than on the road.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.